I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn it up Tuesday when allowable. Play it. Send your song request. Pause for text line at 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw is over there waiting for you. We're going to hear from Quick Draw coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. But last night wraps up week 10. Philadelphia 10-7 over Green Bay. Packers can't score. We'll get into that as the show progresses. But right now, Vinny, let's get it. Dirty Dozen, the 12 best of the best.
All right. Last week, week 10, one was the Rams, two Seattle, three Indy, four Philly, five Tampa, six New England, seven Buffalo, eight Denver, nine Kansas City, 10 San Fran, 11 Detroit, 12 the Chargers. All right, coming in at number 12, 6-3, Chicago Bears. They beat the Giants 24-20. They're at Minnesota.
The Bears.
Caleb Williams, that Ben Johnson's a hell of a coach, Bob. I mean, because, you know, I mean, they did make improvements in the offensive line to help Caleb out, but their offense is, you know, a lot better, and defensively they're doing enough. And you know what? Caleb Williams is winning games at the end.
Yeah, he's got some fourth quarter issues, comebacks in him. And with Swift and now Manungai, the running back from Rutgers.
I like him. He's pretty physical.
And Roma Duse's dad was popping off on social media. Guess who got 10 targets on Sunday?
Think dad was happy.
Yeah, he could. They could have lost by 40 as long as he got his, right?
He goes, see, son? Coming in at 11, 5-4 Kansas City. They're on bye. They go to Denver. And if they don't beat Denver, they got no shot at winning the division, because then, you know, Denver's going to be 9-2. Kansas City will be 5-5.
So KC's favorite in this game, too. 3.5 points.
I guess that's because Knicks is struggling this year. Their offense is, whoo.
Yeah. And KC can't run the ball, though. You know what I mean?
I know. Yeah. Well, they tried to trade for Breece Hall.
Breece Hall.
You know, and I guess the Jets wouldn't do it. Coming in at 10, 6-3 Buffalo. They lost at Miami 30-13, and they lost, yeah, to Tampa. And they're playing Tampa. They're hosting Tampa this week. So, I mean, a warm climate team coming into the cold. But, I mean, Irvin is out for Tampa. That kills them in the run game.
Yeah, Godwin's been banged up again. Yeah, Rashee White's not stepping up. But Buffalo, man, come on. They laid an egg. Oh. Coming off a win.
Beating Kansas City, big win. Yeah.
And flatline against the Dolphins. And apparently Mike McDaniel was hanging out at Bills bars, trolling the fans or something.
Was he really?
Apparently, I don't know.
Well, they fired two more guys. They fired two of Greer's top lieutenants, you know, also. So, you know, Buffalo. And Bob, when the head coach has kind of come out and backed the OC, yeah, I still believe in him. Well, hell, what about The DC's the one who's the problem. Yeah,
Dable's still wearing his Giant stuff, and they're already talking about bringing him back.
All right, coming in at number nine, 7-3 LA Chargers. They dominated Pittsburgh 25-10. They're at Jacksonville. Now, the Chargers, I mean, Bob, they've lost both tackles, both starting tackles, you know, and the center, former Raven,
Bozeman.
He's the 36th ranked center in the league, so it's not like the O-line.
Well, there's only 32 teams.
Yeah, and Hampton should be coming back soon, though. I would think he's back soon, you know, but Chargers 7-3.
They've won three in a row.
Coming in at 8-6-3, Detroit. They stomped Washington 44-22 at Philly. Big game this week at Philly. Detroit at Philly. That'll be a big one. You know, and Campbell took over the play calling, and now all of a sudden the playmakers are getting the ball.
Jameson Williams, Swift had a monster game against Washington.
Gibbs, rather.
Yeah, they're percolating. And Jared Goff, man, is he spectacular? No. But does he win and make plays when need be? Absolutely.
He understands who the key guys are for that team. You know, and it's not him. It's the Gibbs. It's Williams. It's Amon St. Brown. It's all those dudes.
Yeah, like 2 weeks ago, Minnesota made him uncomfortable, and he was making mistakes. And last week, Washington.
Yep. Coming in at 7-6-3, Tampa. They lost to New England 28-23. They're at Buffalo. That's gonna be a tough one for them, you know. But they've got some room to play with in that division.
Yeah, they're banged
up a couple games.
You know who's quietly stepping up for them at wide receiver since Evans and Godwin are out? That Tez Johnson is becoming a dude for them. But they can't run the ball, as you mentioned earlier, with Bucky on the shelf.
Coming in at 6-8-2 Denver. They beat Vegas 10-7. They're hosting Kansas City. I mean, if Denver can't score points, Bob, they're going to have a hard time beating Kansas City. That's going to be the issue. This is going to be defense versus offense, and we'll see. Whoever turns it over more probably wins. Is the one who's going to lose the game. Coming in at 5-8-2 New England. They won at Tampa 28-23. They play the Jets Thursday night at home. So that's going to be an interesting game. I mean, Drake May's playing like an MVP. And they're playing, I mean, they're probably the best coach team in the league right now, one of them. And Vrabel's doing a hell of
Travion
a job.
Travion Henderson was running all over Tampa.
Coming in at 4-7-2 Philly. They won last night 10-7. They're hosting Detroit. It's going to be interesting. I mean, Philly's got to get their offense squared away. That's what they've got to do. Their defense, Adam Phillips was a big add. That was good. You know, I saw Jair was inactive again, Bob.
Getting acclimated to the new defense.
Probably like the Ravens for 3 or 4 weeks.
And knee maintenance. We've been hearing that since August.
All right, coming in at 3-8-2 Indy. Beat Atlanta 31-25 in overtime. Probably the best game of the weekend. They're on bye. So they got a chance to get healthy and all that. But Taylor, I mean, the thing they can do, they can run the football. That's what they can do.
And that Alec Pierce, Pittman's kind of the marquee guy.
Oh, Pierce makes plays.
And Tyler Warren's a stud. Yeah. Nick Cross making plays in the defensive backfield, former Terp.
Warren actually is going to be on my list tomorrow.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
for the rookie. Coming in at two, these next two, the one and two, they're kind of separated from everybody because both dominated over the weekend. 7-2 Seattle, they beat Arizona. They not only beat them, it was 44-22. It was 35-0 at one point in the first half. Now they're at the Rams. It's going to be one versus two. We got two great games this weekend. We got Detroit at Philly, and we got Seattle at the Rams. That's going to settle a lot of things. And then coming in at number one, L.A. Rams, 7-2. They beat San Fran 42-26 at San Fran, and they're hosting Seattle. And I would imagine, for the Rams, Bob, it's never really a home. Maybe this is going to be a legit home game for them because it's, you know, Seattle will travel well. Whenever they play San Fran, there's more San Fran fans. So that's going to be interesting to see. But both those two teams, both are playing good on offense and both are playing good on defense. Now, the Rams, with the kicking issues, that could come down. If it comes down to the kicker, I like Seattle. But overall, Rams 1, 2 Seattle, 3 Indy, 4 Philly, 5 New England, 6 Denver, 7 Tampa, 8 Detroit, 9 Chargers, 10 Buffalo, 11 Kansas City, 12 Chicago.
We'll come back. Kevin Ostreicher, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Preview of the game coming up against the Cleveland Browns. Where the hell's Carl Lawson? I thought he was going to be playing here. Whip around left 15. Wizards show you how losing teams lose games to good teams. And then notes from the North. We're going to Pittsburgh. We're going to Cincinnati. We're going to Cleveland. You don't want to miss that. Then a Funhouse Trip with Nolan McGraw, Mr. Electricity, bringing the heat here on this Turn It Up Tuesday.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.